Welcome to Town Talk on News Talk 1230 WFVA. Brought to you by Deakin Wealth Management in Fredericksburg. Over the next hour, you'll be introduced to business and local leaders impacting our community. Text your comments or questions directly to the studio at 540-371-5756 or comment on Facebook at WFVA 1230. Now, the host of Town Talk, Ted Schubel.
Kathy Anderson with Empower House is here this morning. We also are going to be talking with Mindy Pierce from Empower House in just a few minutes also. Kathy, good morning. Good to have you along with us again this morning.
Good morning, Ted. Thanks for having me.
This is we have been talking to you on a weekly basis since this all got started, just because the whole issue of domestic violence and all the different parts of it. We talk about this being a stressful time for all of us, but especially with what you do and the people you work with, there are some extra factors at play here.
For sure. I mean, a pandemic is sort of this. It's a real threat, and it's one that we don't have any control over. And what happens with survivors of domestic violence, whether they're in it currently, but I also think of the people who are now out of it and have moved on, and, you know, they still are impacted in that they don't know, they can't predict what their partner's going to do. But with the pandemic, you know, it's this additional unpredictable threat to their safety. So, you know, the level of stress and what happens with their sort of panic and anxiety really shoots up. And trying to help them cope during this time is another one of those things that we're doing.
Boy, and that's got to be so difficult, because you just think of there are so many unknowns for all of us, but all of a sudden you start piling this on top of it. And that just as you discussed it last, when we talked about this last week, I thought about it since we talked about it a week ago, just how you talked about how a lot of times the victim in all this, just you're walking on eggshells and trying to make sure that, you know, you don't set the other person off. But sometimes you have no control over it in these days.
Yeah, I mean, we talked about just sort of having folks who are abusive are going to have this unlimited access, and they're, you know, most likely and often now, because of the pandemic, are at home, whether they're telecommuting or they were laid off or any number of reasons. But the stay-at-home order is really, you know, makes it more likely that everybody's at home, so that ability to get out and have some social interaction for both parties just isn't there. So if you have to be at home and your thing is to harm your partner or torture your partner, that is a real recipe for disaster. So they pick. And as you said, you know, there just really isn't any control over what they're, they're trying to maintain, they're trying to keep things quiet, they're trying to keep the kids quiet. They're trying to do anything they can that won't be perceived by that person as an excuse to lash out, because often that's what they're doing. They just do that. And so sorry, I got distracted for a second. It's that easy to be at home and on the radio at the same time.
Oh, it is. It's difficult. So yeah, no, it creates some really difficult situations, and that's where you all come in.
Yeah. So being at home is just being not having access to what you normally have access to. So if you are on, if you might use the phone to call our hotline, you may not be able to do that with your partner right there. Right now we're distributing flyers with our Stay Strong message, and to allow folks to know that they can text. We're hoping that people are reaching out, letting survivors know that they're there for them, and that if they can share the message that there is, that the services are available. So we're open and we're providing those services, but people may not know that. And so stay at home doesn't have to mean that they're not safe at home. So if that is the case, reaching out and getting help, whether that is reaching out to 911 or calling a hotline or texting a hotline, all of those things will increase their access to the outside world. Even if they don't know what the outside world offers, just even that lifeline of being able to talk to somebody.
EmpowerHouseVA.org is the website, and I have seen pop up on Facebook, and it's also helpful. I've seen a number of the some of the messages that you have. People have shared that, and you see that floating around Facebook, and that's a good thing, just to let people know that you're out there and that you're providing help.
Absolutely. So whether they come across that digitally or in any of the news feeds or your radio program or social media, we've been distributing flyers to grocery stores, pharmacies, our partners, healthcare providers, and mental health providers. So it's really essential that if people are getting out, that they're getting the message that people care about them. For those that we're already working with, we're just really intensifying our work with them so that they aren't languishing and aren't feeling unsupported, because with folks being laid off or getting sick, staying at home, the kids are at home, they may not be able to go to work. For that reason as well, the people we're supporting are single-parent families by not by design, but because they've had to leave the abuse. And so they're really coping with a lot of things that all of us are coping with, and that added added worry from the trauma and stress that they've experienced. And so we're trying to do a lot of things to help them connect through the internet, the computers, and just to really open up their social activity, which is a de-stressor.
The hotline number, what is that hotline number again?
It's 540-373-9373.
540-373-9373. That is the hotline. You can also go to EmpowerHouseVA.org to get more information. Kathy Anderson is here. Kathy, we're going to set you aside for a little bit, and we're going to talk when we come back to Mindy Pierce. She's the Services Director at EmpowerHouse. We will talk to her next, and we'll talk to you before we get out of here this morning. Thanks, Kathy. Talk to you soon, and we will continue on with Mindy Pierce this morning from EmpowerHouse when we come back on News Talk 1230 WFVA.
Opinions, we've all got them, and we'd like to hear yours on Town Talk. Brought to you by Deakin Wealth Management in Fredericksburg, the financial firm that specializes in providing comprehensive advice for your serious money. Text the studio now at 540-371-5756. Here's the host of Town Talk, Ted Schubel.
EmpowerHouse is our focus this morning, and the things that they are dealing with domestic violence in these times. Joining us by phone this morning is Mindy Pierce. She is the Services Director at EmpowerHouse. Mindy, hi there. Good morning, and welcome to the program.
Good morning. Thank you for having me, Ted.
Mindy, talk about what you do. As far as the Services Director, what are you involved with EmpowerHouse?
So primarily, I oversee the support groups that we have on Monday evenings for our survivors, both adults and children. And I also oversee our educational piece, too, which is where we go into the schools and we provide educational presentations to elementary, middle, and high schoolers.
How has all of this impacted that? Because with school out now for the rest of the year, that I'm sure now has become a challenge.
Absolutely. So it has absolutely caused us to sort of pause and rethink our approach, because we absolutely want to ensure that we're still providing support to our youth now more than ever. With all of the uncertainty going around, we want to ensure that they are receiving appropriate information about what's going on, because, you know, with social media, there's just so much information coming at them, both, you know, good, bad, and different. And so we've, you know, revisited that. We have began working more with some of the families in our housing program, specifically the children, you know, which in itself presents a challenge because some of them aren't familiar with who we are. Our support is via phone and text and soon video. And so it's really caused us to work really diligently on building that trust. And maintaining consistency with our outreach with them.
Boy, and that has to be a challenge because I know just doing this program, we always had guests in and you get to know people face to face. Doing the same thing over the phone, it's difficult, and that's just multiplied with what you do to try to introduce yourself and, like you say, establish trust and all of that.
Absolutely, because, you know, one major way that we communicate with each other is through body language, and not being able to see, you know, another person is a challenge all in itself, especially with kids, you know, trying to maintain their attention over the phone and, you know, do check-ins with them and try and do some sort of activity each time we connect with them is a challenge in itself, but we have adapted and we've been, you know, so creative, you know, just checking in with them, making sure that they have supplies so that way they can continue doing their schoolwork, you know, ensuring that they have activities to do at home because there's so much time on their hands, you know, whether that's a puzzle. We recently delivered planting kits to all of our children, you know, just to, you know, keep them busy, give them a sense of responsibility, and also to just, you know, ensure that they are seeing, you know, like I said, taking care of something else and giving them a sense of hope by watching this plant grow. So, yeah, absolutely creative approaches with all of the children.
This came so quickly, and I think everybody's had to try to be as creative as you can. And it sounds like, I mean, you have stepped up, and this is a big challenge. But it sounds like just from your voice and in the enthusiasm that it's working and that you are having an impact.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, we've worked with parents. To ensure that, you know, the families have devices, so we're connecting them with schools to ensure that they're getting food, getting their needs met. You know, we've got really little ones, toddlers that we're working with, which, you know, it's a challenge to keep their attention. But with, you know, our families getting the devices that they need, this will allow us or enable us to be able to do video chat sessions with the kids, which is our goal moving forward.
What you think about just how all of us are trying sometimes day to day to figure out what's going on, to try to explain this and try to keep it into perspective with kids has to really be a challenge.
Absolutely. You know, a lot of the feedback that we're getting from some of the parents is, you know, their kids have a lot of anxiety because everything happens so quickly. You know, they can't see their friends. They can't go outside and play. They can't just, you know, go out to dinner. And so a lot of anxiety, a lot of depression. We're hearing that there's some behavior that's you know, not very typical of their kids. And so, you know, it's working with the kids and checking in with them, validating what they're feeling, ensure that they're getting the appropriate information, age appropriate. We have also put together little sanitation kits for some of the kids to just help them cope, and just continuing to talk through, reassuring them, you know, making sure that they're staying as positive as they can. And again, just reinforcing that outlet and that, you know, that they have another trusted adult in their lives that they can talk to about this and they can process with. And also reinforcing the information that mom or dad is providing them.
So now, basically, or mainly, most of the kids that you're working with, Mindy, are they the children that Empower Us that you're housing?
Correct. Yes. all of the kids that we are currently working with are in our housing program.
Boy, and you think about how what you have done has changed so much since even March. You know, if we'd had this conversation 6 weeks ago, six, seven, even 8 weeks ago, we were talking about all of your programs, it would be much different. And for you to have to pivot so quickly says a lot about just kind of how nimble that Empower House is with this.
Oh, absolutely. We have an incredible team, and we have an incredible youth team. They, you know, like I said, they're constantly coming up with creative ideas to ensure that we're adapting, just as the families are adapting, to ensure that, you know, we are able to stay connected with the kids and continue to gain their trust, and just ensuring that they feel supported.
Boy, and you think about it, so many of these kids have seen or experienced things that a lot of kids or a lot of us haven't, and so you're having to deal with that, and you add the uncertainty to it. So I mean, this is a tough thing.
Yeah, absolutely, and it's you know, it's ever more important for us to continue to focus on the communication piece, especially because our work is primarily over the phone, and so, you know, that also can present to be, you know, as a challenge, just getting them to talk about feelings and talk about what's going on. Because, you know, typically we're texting or, you know, stuff like that. So that has been a challenge as well. But like I said, we're adapting.
It sounds like it. And it actually, I mean, it's, you think about it, and this is a time, I'm sure some of these kids will, you know, you hope and you think they're going to look back at this, and as awful a time as this is, that, you know, they may look back at some of the skills that you've been able to pass through, you know, over the phone, or just some of the encouragement, and this may not be as dark a day for them because of what Empower House has been able to do.
Absolutely. We've gotten really great feedback from the families that we work with. You know, they're really thankful for us, you know, including the children in our outreach and providing support to our children during this time, especially during this time, and continuing to educate the kids on healthy relationships and communication skills and even conflict resolution, because, you know, now they're in the home with their siblings all the time, every day. And so that can also be a stressor for kids as well. And like I said, just continuing to be their person.
Mandy Pierce with Empower House here on News Talk 1230 WFVA. I guess the thing in talking to you about this, Mandy, because in talking with Kathy every week about this, and you hear a lot of people talk about the fact that you worry about some of the domestic violence victims, but we don't often think about the children, and this is such a needed component in another area that you've been able to pick up and help with, because we don't hear this one talked about as much, just about, you know, helping the children cope through all this.
Yeah, absolutely. I think sometimes as adults we forget to recognize, you know, that the kids are seeing a lot and they're hearing a lot and they're in turn feeling a lot. And so we are just so thankful to be able to provide the service to the kids and to ensure that they feel supported.
Well, and I think it's probably then a good reminder for those of us to think as adults, if you've got children around, kids around, maybe, you know, turn the TV off sometimes, or don't always sit around and lament the way things are. Remember, you've got young ears listening and trying to process everything.
Yeah, absolutely. We've tried very hard to ensure that the kids have activities, you know, in between the sessions that we meet with them over the phone, just to keep them a little busy.
Well, I'm sure after all of this that you learn a lot through this, and this will just make this program even stronger. You hope you don't have things like this, but in the future, a lot of us will be ready for a lot of different things that we never thought we'd be doing.
Absolutely. Yeah, absolutely. This has taught us to think outside of the box and to be just a little bit more creative in our approach with working with our youth.
Mindy, are there things that people can, if the community wants to get involved either with, you know, to help you out with you know, making donations of whether it's money or just different items that you need for the program that you're doing?
Yeah, absolutely. So you can always go to our website, empowerhouseva.org, and check out our needs list. Our families are always in need, you know, toilet paper, cleaning supplies. You know, the kids could always use, coloring books, any little bit helps.
Boy, these are interesting times, and I can't imagine what would especially in your case, would you working through the schools and working working in the schools, all of a sudden when that gets taken away, those had to be some stressful days for you and some of the in the middle of March as you tried to put some things together quickly.
Oh yeah, absolutely. Because we still had a bunch of presentations scheduled throughout the remaining of the school year. And so, we just continue to stay connected with folks in the schools to, let them know that we are here and we are ready to provide support in whatever way that they need. This is our community, and, it only works in our favor if we can all support each other throughout this pandemic.
Mindy Pierce is the services director at Empower Us. Mindy, thank you so much for this was an eye opener to me because this was an area I think a lot of us don't think about, but it's an area that we need to think about and remember, and all those items that go to Empower House that can help these kids will help you to be able to continue what you and the people that you work with can continue on.
Yeah, absolutely. Thank you so much for having me, Ted. I appreciate it.
EmpowerHouseVA.org, Mindy Pierce, the services director. Mindy, look forward to having you in studio again, and we'll talk again about the good things you're doing, and this time we'll be able to talk about what you're doing face-to-face with kids and in that. But thank you for being able to kind of pivot and continue on with helps. Good to talk to you, and good luck, Mindy.
Thank you so much.
Mindy Pierce, the services director with Empower House. More on News Talk 1230 WFVA. We'll talk with Kathy Anderson when we come back. It is now 8:31.
I had the radio on. I'm listening to
Talk Done Right. News Talk 1230 WFVA Fredericksburg, a Centennial Broadcasting Station. You're listening to Town Talk on News Talk 1230 WFVA, brought to you by Deakin Wealth Management in Fredericksburg, the financial firm that specializes in providing comprehensive advice for your serious money. Got a question for today's guest? Text the studio now at 540-371-5756. Here's the host of Town Talk, Ted Schubel.
We are talking Empower House this morning. Mindy Pierce was just here with Empower House. Kathy Anderson, the executive director, is back with us. That was fascinating, Kathy, in talking to Mindy about all this, because for the past 2 weeks, you and I have rightfully talked about, I think, what's on a lot of people's minds about the fact that, the dangers and the situation that women face. But we often don't think about the kids. And as we talked, and she talked about the various programs and the things that kids are going through, it's wow. There just are. It's a family. You often talk about, the whole family and more are impacted by something like this. And this something like this just really illustrates it.
Absolutely. We, we've tried to expand our services and have expanded our services for children and for youth and education. And we've done that with our strategic plan and appealing to the community to help us do that. For every person that we're working with who is a victim of domestic violence, the actual numbers of people impacted are much higher than that one person. In our ratios at shelter, it's always a one-to-one relationship, because we also have folks who come in who do not have children with them. So then those that come in with a number of children know, sort of evens out. But in our housing program, the children far outnumber moms, and that's for a variety of reasons. But, you know, needing that extra help, when I say our housing program, they're in their own apartments, they're out in the community. We've assisted them financially to get into those locations. I know last week we talked about how even though they were supporting themselves partially for some time, all of our families are needing that 100% rental assistance right now. So we've had to step up and do that, and we're glad to do that. But if you look at who's impacted, it's 26 adults in our housing program, but it's 58 children. Mm. And so our team got to work, and of all the moms, there was only one mom that wasn't real excited about the services for the children, but the other moms, they were like, please, you know, please help. And, oh, they really need something. And, oh, you know, we could hear the kids, because she was the one who spoke along with our housing team to the parents to say, do you want this help? And so she could hear the kids squealing in the background. And she also was able to hear from moms and how relieved they were that someone cared. Attention to the children.
Well, we talked about this last week, and just the financial end of things with helping now with rent has added to things that that Empower House is doing. So really, it's important for us to go to empowerhouseva.org and take a look at the needs and see what you can do. See how you can get involved, because we don't know how long this is going to go, and a lot of people are really depending on Empower House right now.
Yeah, we don't know how long it's going to go. We do know that, and I looked at numbers after we talked last week to really get a finite number. And from prior time, prior month, and then looking at the rents paid in April, it was a $13,500 increase that month on top of what we were already paying on a monthly average. So for us to step up our rental assistance, which we hadn't budgeted for, and make sure that those families feel secure, because there's nothing worse than leaving domestic violence, getting established, kind of gaining ground, and then getting sort of knocked back down financially. I know we talked last week about, you know, six of the adults had symptoms right when this started. And when I say right when this started, when we were all really paying attention and the pandemic, it was named as a pandemic, but six of them had symptoms. They were exposed in healthcare settings. So there's the panic of the virus, and there's the panic of the economy that everyone is feeling. And then to think, am I going to be able to maintain my housing when I've come this far? And so the last thing we want to see happen is for them to additionally have the panic of the notion that they'll lose their housing. We do not want to see that happen. We don't intend to see that happen. But it's a financial hit for sure to pay 100% of the rent and the utilities this month, next month, and probably the next month.
You're right. And that's where if you're able to and you feel led to do that, to really step up and help Empower House and tell others about it. Talk about this, because this is a big thing. And as you talk about the different panics that we all have, and you also add in these family situations, just what they've been through. Everybody, I mean, they mm-hmm. they're in the situation because they at one time had the other panic about not feeling safe, and you really feel it for the kids, but for the families. Mm-hmm. They've gone through extraordinary situations to get to this point.
Yeah, so the trauma that occurred when domestic violence is happening in the home, the terror experience, the not knowing when that attack is going to happen, and then the severity of the attacks. You've heard us talk about strangulation, just unpredictable and severe violence. And so to come out of those homes, you know, they've already experienced that trauma. They've experienced the trauma of the family not being together anymore, so potentially divorce and separation. So now you come to this new trauma, and you really don't want it to set everybody back. What people know about adverse childhood experiences is that it will have long-term health outcomes for those kids as adults, but the way to mitigate or to increase their resiliency is to infuse a number of things. And one of those is family violence prevention activities around the education on healthy relationships. Another one is trusted adults. And certainly those children have the parent they're with as a trusted adult. If they have a grandparent, but of course with social isolation right now, where we're worried about folks who are vulnerable to this, to the impacts of this virus, everybody's isolating. And so our goal is that those children in our housing program, again, they outnumber the adults, that they have the resources they need. So that's human connection, healthy adults in their lives. But we also talked about one week, you and I were talking, they an example was they had contacted 6 out of 7 families to get started, all interested in engaging in services. But they found out that of those 7 families, 6 of them did not have internet, didn't have devices, or they had sort of an unstable, limited minutes or, nothing reliable where they were counting on ongoing. So they didn't have devices, they didn't have internet. So with the with what's happening with some of the internet providers, there's the ability to access that way. And then through the schools, it was just a really nice situation because the schools were putting out information that there's meals, that there's free devices and free internet, but that information was being distributed digitally. So it even surprised us when we were investigating, do you have the ability to connect? Like, what's happening? To hear that 6 of those 7, and then that just was just indicative of the rest of the families, they weren't connected. And so for us to reach out to the schools, help them do that, and then we our team delivered a number of those devices. And so now they are connected to their schools. They are engaged. Their moms and their parent can help them connect and get sort of those needs met, but also their social needs met.
Yeah, but there are just so many things going on right now for all of us. But just as you talk about these things, I just think it's hard to keep up with everything. And then the other thing I would think, because all of us, is especially if you're a parent, you just want to avoid being sick at all costs, because you just think, if something were to happen to me and I had to even had to go to the hospital for a week or two, what happens then? So these are tough times, and it's great to know. I mean, you're in Powerhouse, and you all are right there on the front lines helping these families out.
Yeah, I mean, we're, along with our first responder friends, we're out there doing our first responder stuff, and that is, helping people connect to domestic violence services, connect to resources outside of the home if they're feeling like they can reach out right now, and then, of course, the other services of delivering, connecting, and keeping them engaged. You know, a lot of our families, having been through domestic violence, there's not always a huge feeling in their lives that they maybe deserve things or that positive things should happen to them. So I think we also end up sometimes with a very quiet bunch. And so the idea that this whole thing started and people weren't connected to the internet and, they knew that we were helping, and I'm sure they were nervous about whether that help was going to continue. So the people we're helping in our housing program, they don't ask for a lot. So unless we're like checking in and asking them, do you have this? Do you have that? They're maybe not going to tell us that. So we appreciate that the community has helped us be set up to give that response, and that the community continues to help us help them. We're grateful that there is response. We're grateful for the first responders, the 911 folks, the law enforcement providers, our court system, everybody who's helping on those fronts. And we're grateful to our community that is helping all of us be able to keep people engaged and help them not spiral downward.
One of the ways people can get involved, because a lot of times a lot of us are, I'd like to help, but I don't know how. You have, if you go to empowerhouseva.org, April Shower for the Shelter is going on.
Yeah, so our April Shower for the Shelter is just like a shower for a wedding or a shower for a bridal shower or a baby shower, but it is a shower to support our domestic violence shelter. Pretty soon it won't be April anymore, but our goal is that it's April Shower, bring May flowers. So even in May, we'll have this ability to help all through April and all through May. And it's simply, you know, that's the title, April Shower for the Shelter, but on our website, empowerhouseva.org, folks can go to the registries, and for ease, those registries are with Target and Walmart. People can go on and purchase items, send them to their own homes until we set up a collection, or they can, people have been in contact with us, so they see what is needed, and they either purchase it, have it delivered to their homes, and then connect with us, or they have been going to the grocery store or any store and going out when they're already going out themselves, and they are grabbing those things for us. Part of that shower is also financial giving. So people have gone on and seen that that's an option. And as we've talked already in multiple times, those financial contributions are sustaining some really good work. So we have so appreciated everyone who's gone on to do that.
And when you, Kathy, when you
it matters. Mm-hmm.
When you say really good work, I was just going to say really, really, really good work, because it just, I get goosebumps sometimes as you're talking about all the different, as you and Mindy have talked about all the different things. I mean, you're just really out in the community, and so many people are depending on you, and that's why you hope people can get involved with your April Shower for the Shelter. Go to empowerhouseva.org and see what's there and get involved.
Please, and thank you for those who have, and you know, people are wonderful. Some people have you know, also taken the April Shower for the Shelter and shared it with their neighborhood. So we have a former board member who's done that. And also, they've connected it to their business model, so they've been able to talk about a percentage of proceeds, or, you know, to receive a quote will come out and we'll donate the money that you would normally pay us for that consultation. So Sorensen Outdoors is doing that. We think people have been creative. Some of our employees have shopped for our domestic violence shelter, and then neighbors have gotten involved in that. So there's just so many ways that people are being creative in their efforts to help.
Yeah, these are like we said over and over, strange times. But you've done some creative things to help your families, and look for creative ways. Like you say, there are just a lot of things we can do in our neighborhood or through our businesses or just through acquaintances or even just on Facebook. Sometimes just sharing things and getting it out there that Empower House needs things is a big help too.
Absolutely. All of it can be found on that website, empowerhouseva.org. You talked about creativity, and Mindy talked about the deliveries they made most recently with the seeds so that our kids could plant seeds and take care of them and see them grow. And, you know, she sent a photo to us about what they distributed. It was called Seeds of Hope Planting Kit. But I wanted to read you a quote that they added to their care of the seeds, their planting kit. But it says, "Promise me you'll always remember you're braver than you believe, stronger than you seem, and smarter than you think. Pooh Bear." I just think that creativity all around is essential to help everyone know that they're not alone. We always are able to share that with survivors, because being in domestic violence always, that's a huge oppressive feeling, is feeling alone and that people don't care and that there's not a way out. But with the virus, people are feeling that even more. People generally sometimes are feeling that with their anxiety and depression. The survivors of domestic violence, it's amplified that feeling of not, that people don't care. And so the fact that you're getting the message out, Ted, the fact that people are checking on people, looking for ways to help, looking for ways to break down the isolation, all are contributing positively for all of us to get through this pandemic.
Kathy Anderson here with Empower House, empowerhouseva.org. We'll wrap it up when we come back on News Talk 1230 WFVA.
This is Town Talk on News Talk 1230 WFVA, brought to you by Deakin Wealth Management in Fredericksburg, the financial firm that specializes in providing comprehensive advice for your serious money. Miss an episode of Town Talk? No problem. Just subscribe to the Town Talk podcast on iTunes, Stitcher, and Google Music. Now, the host of Town Talk, Ted Schubel.
Kathy Anderson here this morning with Empower House. EmpowerHouseVA.org is where you can find out about April shower for the shelter and just getting involved with the shelter. We always talk about this, Kathy, and just how important all the things we've talked about and all the pressures that we all are dealing with, but especially the victims and the families of domestic violence. And as we've talked today, again, it just comes to mind to me that if you're able to just send a note to somebody, and especially somebody that you may suspect or you're worried about, that you wonder about their safety, just to send them a note that you're thinking of them and just to try to pick them up and give them some hope.
Yeah, so connecting with others is really important for survivors of domestic violence. That is very limited right now. So it never hurts whether they're experiencing domestic violence or not, but especially if they are, to remind them that people are out there, because they may really be seeing some dark times and feeling like things are closing in around them. So us providing that outreach, that little bit of, hey, I'm out here, I'm thinking about you, goes such a long way.
Well, and you think about we talked earlier in the program with Mindy Pierce from Empower House and all the people that you have that are working now in a lot of different ways and having to do things over the phone or not being able to have the one-on-one contact. It's stressful and in a different time and just a lot of needs that a lot of people have.
Yeah, and I mean, we talked about, connecting and helping in a variety of ways. We have a very targeted way of helping right now because, coming in, gathering is not the way to do it. So on our website, empowerhouseva.org, is where folks will find how we're asking people to help with April shower for the shelter. Those things that Mindy's doing in the program and the youth team, interacting, connecting with the kids in our housing program, they're doing that by phone, soon by video, but also they have been dropping things off to these homes. So the supplies that they've shared, I know Mindy talked some about just those basic things of toilet paper and cleaning supplies and also coloring books, but they just dropped off the seed packets. So anything that engages children is welcome as one of those supplies. So that's a whole nother set of things that people can think of as a way to help and support the organization.
I was just going to say there are so many new challenges and so many things that you have taken on. So go to the website, take a look at that and see what you can do. EmpowerHouseVA.org. Also the hotline 373-9373. We've talked about it before that there is you've been busier with the hotline too. So just a lot of things out there. Well, Kathy, thank you again for what you did, what you continue to do. It was great to talk to Mindy and get even another perspective on things. These are difficult times, but Empower House is there. 373-9373 again for the number for the hotline and empowerhousevA.org. to find out more. I look forward to talking to you again, Kathy, next week. Thank you again for what you're doing in the community.
Thank you, Ted. Thanks for getting the word out.
That is it for Town Talk. Dr. Stern from the Health
Thanks
Department
for listening
tomorrow
to Town Talk on News Talk 1230 WFVA. Brought to you by Deakin Wealth Management in Fredericksburg, the financial firm that specializes in providing comprehensive advice for your serious money. The views expressed by the host and guests on this program are their own, and not necessarily those of this station, its management, or Centennial Broadcasting. The Glenn Beck Program is next on News Talk 1230 WFVA.